first reading for the seventh Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 1. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these, with one accord, were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers. The company of persons was in all about 120. And he said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man had bought a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called, in their own language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it. And then, let another take his office.' So, one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 5. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he is born concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. Jesus said, "Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you had given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, And the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Unto him who loved us and washed us in his blood, forgiving us our sins and making us kings and priests to live together with him in his kingdom, to him be glory in the church, both now and always. Amen. The word of God chosen for our meditation this day is found recorded in the gospel according to John, the gospel lesson read to you a moment ago. In the name of Jesus, missionaries, one and all. This is an interesting Sunday because we are today reminded of the truth and the importance of truth. It's a significant topic for a Sunday at this time of the year when more and more we see the abandonment of truth. It's an important topic on this day as the world celebrates Mother's Day. Truly to be honored are the mothers of the world, and especially the Christian mothers who bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And it's an interesting Sunday because it's an opportunity to return to this pulpit and to give you as a congregation a word of thanks for your long time support of the mission to bring truth to the nations through the work of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. It's an important Sunday because this is just one more Sunday during the course of this year when we have the privilege as an organization to celebrate our 25th anniversary year. We could have started our celebration on November 10th, which was the actual date in the year 2017, but we decided to step aside to give proper recognition all over the world to the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And that celebration still lingers among us even as we celebrate our 25th year, and on November 10th this year we will culminate our anniversary with a celebration. Of course, the truths of the Reformation hold sway among us, as they should, as we should continue the celebration of the Reformation, because in it we find truth. Throughout the pages of the scriptures, there is an interest in the truth. One of the great passages of the Reformation, I suppose, could be a word spoken by Jesus a little earlier in this gospel lesson in John chapter 8, where he says, "If you continue in my word, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And in today's gospel lesson, our Lord says, "Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth." So, the theme suggests itself. It's all about the truth. So it was for Luther as he searched the scriptures to find out about the righteousness of God, whether it was justification by works or by faith. And when it was discovered, he stood before the council and boldly spoke and held to the truth. Churches of the Reformation hold to the truth. But today, there is a wholesale abandonment of the truth. Always interesting comments about the truth. I'll not forget the presidential campaign that took place several years ago, when truth became the topic. And after the president was elected and he began to name his cabinet, one of those candidates who ran for president objected to the candidate he brought forward. It had to do with the truth. The person nominated to be appointed this candidate for the presidency said that the man was unsuitable for office because he believes that salvation is found alone through Jesus Christ. And he said, "Someone with that kind of a religious belief system is really not someone who this country is supposed to be about." And this is someone who believes in the truth. But this is a basic Reformation principle, that salvation is found alone through Jesus Christ. And this truth is being suggested more and more that it ought to be abandoned, that it is discriminatory. No wonder there are discussions about the topic of hell. When our Lord calls on us to believe the truth, as we heard today, "He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life." That's the truth. There's a wholesale abandonment of the truth in too many spheres of our world as it's abandoned. Truth is needed in order to be sanctified, made right in the sight of God. I have given them your word. And it is true that the world has hated them, those who hold to the truth, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world, those disciples that held to the truth, instructed, trained by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sent into the world to be bearers of the truth. As our text indicates, we have no Christ and no God without the Word, and no oneness among ourselves without the Word. On the other hand, the more we have of the Word in our hearts by faith, and thus also ruling our lives, the more perfect is our oneness. Every deviation in doctrine, life, and practice, every deviation from the Word mars and disrupts our oneness and hinders our oneness Jesus desires. Those rend the church who deviate from the truth, from any part of the Word, and also those who demand things other than the Word demands. Those that seek the truth that saves and sanctifies by going to the Word will find the Word true on every point and in every respect. By means of the truth alone and of the Word whose essential quality is truth, can the Holy Father sanctify us. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. In a sense, Jesus carries the mission to a certain point and then uses the disciples to carry it to completion. The Son executed the Father's will. Both sendings are into the world. The range is universal. All believers have the general commission. We are called forth to show Him our praise. We are called forth to show forth the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. This is the truth to be told. The truth is needed here at Grace. Continuing in the truth is needed so that we, by the promises of God, might be sanctified in the truth. There will be those who will stand for it, who will bear with it when things aren't so great. It's always easier to walk away and to seek greener pastures. But standing for the truth requires commitment. It is for this reason that we have taken upon ourselves the task of publishing the works, the books, the materials that teach the truth. And we have carried this with your help to 925 titles that have been published in 102 languages, serving 100 countries, to bring to bear the truth. Some of this truth is found in various kinds of books. We know the importance of catechisms and hymnals in our church. A number of hymnals have been published for different countries. This hymnal happens to be an Acholi hymnal, which is the language of Sudan. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about this in Bible class when we talk about the four new Lutheran churches that have come into existence because of books that have appeared in their language, and they have sought to join a church. We have an interest in children, that they receive the truth. And a very popular book that we publish is The Child's Garden of Bible Stories. A very popular book sold by Concordia Publishing House, and this being the new and improved edition that we'll talk about. This is an Arabic edition. As we reach out to the growing Muslim population. And this one just came into our office a week or so ago, delivered from Brazil, because it's being distributed heavily in Central and South America, as well as here in the United States. This is the Spanish edition, Child's Garden of Bible Stories. Catechisms. We have published the Arabic catechism to be used among those people who are primarily Muslim. We also publish the technical volume called the Book of Concord, in which all of our Lutheran doctrine and teachings based on the scriptures are explained. Some 12 editions of the Book of Concord have been published. 6 editions were published during the year of the Reformation celebration. 3 editions of the Chinese Catechism have been published. This is the Chinese language edition. We also have a Chinese English edition, and then the Enchiridion, Luther's first part of the catechism that we have published. Yes, we did celebrate the Reformation, and the contribution that the Lutheran Heritage Foundation made was probably the most significant contribution during the entire celebration, and you never heard about it because we happened to be the best kept secret in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. But this work was published for the 500th anniversary of celebration. It happens to be the Farsi Catechism. Now, you've read about how the Lutheran churches are filling up in Germany. Iranians speak Farsi. And we've been there, and we are there with the catechism in the Farsi language, helping those people who are filling up our Lutheran churches of Germany. It's unbelievable. Where there were 12 or 15 people attending services 3 or 4 years ago in some of those big Lutheran centers of Wittenberg and Leipzig, we have 700 and 900 people attending worship, 150 people in Bible class. Iranians, former Muslims, are asking, why did the Lutherans give up their beautiful churches and their beautiful doctrine? They're learning it in the Farsi Catechism. And another very popular book is the Bible. It's in the Spanish language. What's unique about the Spanish Bible is that this edition has the catechism, full catechism, in the front of it, requested by our missionaries first in Panama, and now being used all over Central and South America, Cuba, United States. We just got a shipment into our office 2 weeks ago. And those Bibles were also distributed in Central and South America. Copies were distributed through Lutherhour offices in that part of the world. The list includes U.S., Argentina, Venezuela, Paraguay, Nicaragua, Chile, Peru, Panama, Uruguay, Mexico, Bolivia, Ecuador, Colombia, Dominican Republic, and I don't know why Switzerland even got in there. Some 22,000 copies. This is the fifth edition. Over 100,000 copies of these have been printed, like all of our books, given away free of charge. Yes, it's the truth. Where does help come from to continue? It comes from the Lord. We stated it this morning in our worship. Our help is in the name of the Lord. And it's in His name that we take the truth to the nations. Because we want to explain to them the never-failing love of Jesus. I don't know if when I was here last time if I shared with you the special bookmark that we have published with the title, Jesus Never Fails. While I was on this trip, there was delivered to our office a little booklet that's titled, Jesus Never Fails. That little booklet is a counterpart to this bookmark, meant to be used and distributed in hospitals for patients who are suffering from various sicknesses, to be used in evangelism efforts to outline the plan of salvation. Because this is a clear statement of the truth. Jesus did not fail us. When both my father and mother died, close proximity to each other, my father died in the month of February, my mother died in July, the same year. Came time to break up the family farm home in rural Minnesota where I grew up, and each member of the family was given an opportunity to take a keepsake. The item that I chose didn't require a truck or trailer to haul it off, but it was that little plaque that hung on the family farm home for 62 years of their marriage. And that plaque said, Jesus never fails. Now hangs in my office. But before I hung it there, I took it to a printer and I asked him, could you reproduce that in its exact form and color? And now this bookmark appears all over the world because it reminds us that Jesus met our deepest need, our need of forgiveness. We know that things fail us. We know that people fail us. And we quickly find out that our health fails us. But there is one who does not fail us, and that's Jesus, because He met our deepest need. by his suffering and his death and his shed blood on Calvary's cross, he met the need of your forgiveness. He did not turn aside, but went to the cross for your sake and for mine. He met our deepest need. It's the truth. It's the basic truth. Salvation is found in the shed blood of Jesus of Calvary's cross. If he is able to meet our deepest need, can he not also meet our lesser needs as well? All over the world, including San Mateo, it's the truth we want to share. Through our preaching, through our praying, and through our printing, let the truth be told. Amen.